What's up, homies? Hope you're having a great morning so far. Listen, I want to dig right in and help you be more successful, because, I mean, really, what point is it to listen to podcasts and consume shit, just gain knowledge, without actually moving forward in your life and in your business and getting you what you want? So the reticular activating system, it's part of your brain, controls shit. All right. So if you ever gone out and you've been shopping for like a vehicle and it's like a red truck, certain type of truck, the minute you start assigning importance to that, you start seeing them all over the place, right? I mean, we've all had it. Or when you're in a crowded room or airport, say you're walking through the airport and it's super loud and you hear your name, you hear your first name, Tom. Now, might be somebody, you know, 30 yards away in the food court, and they're not talking to you, but you hear your name. Well, you recognized it because it's fucking important to you. So what does this have to do with sales, guys? It's this simple. One of the reasons in our fight planner at thecontractorfight.com/plan, one of the reasons I have on here, you tracking what you sell each day, is so that you don't forget to assign massive importance to getting oxygen for you and your business. It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day stuff. It's easy to get consumed by the crews and the problems and the number of leads coming and this and that. But guys, if we're not focused on selling every single day, we're not devoting some of our brain power to selling, we're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities. It's been said that whatever you tell your brain is important, it will reveal people, information, opportunities, and other things to help you achieve those things. That's why it's super important to have a sales and profit goal. That's why it's really important that each day I track what's important to me. And in this case, we're talking sales. Maybe you're in a slump right now. Maybe you're getting a shitload of leads, but you are having a hard time closing or whatever it might be. Okay. I would encourage you to start programming your brain by just tracking your sales KPIs, key performance indicators, and tell your RAS that this is really important shit. And what will happen, and I don't know how it works, guys. I wish I knew. No, if I knew, then I'd overcomplicate this. I just know it works. But whatever I tell my brain is important, I find more of. If I tell myself over and over that, man, everybody out there is cheap, nobody wants to pay for quality, this and that, then guess what the fuck I'm going to find more of? I'm going to find the people, information, and opportunities that lead me down that road. If I flip it and I'm telling myself on a continual basis that there are plenty of people out there that want to pay for what we do, and I'm looking at my numbers each day, I'm tracking my sales each day, I'm assigning importance to that, my brain, some crazy way, is going to find the people, information, and opportunities to help me reach those sales targets. Now, as we get into our business tip here for the day, guys, I'm going to talk a little bit about sales some more here, because, you know, why would we go off of that right now, huh? So I want you to ask yourself, what is your ESR? You're like, fuck, man, you're just talking about RAS. Now you're throwing this ESR shit at me. Okay, ESR is what we call here in the fight your effective sales rate. And the better a salesperson you are, the higher your effective sales rate will be. So how do you calculate this? You simply take the sales dollars in a given time. I recommend weekly, okay, because it shows your brain that this is important. You're not forgetting about it. You can do it monthly, quarterly, annually. I recommend weekly. All right. So if you go and Friday, you tally up all the jobs you sold this week, all the contracts you got signed. And let's say it was, you know, $28,000. I'm just picking numbers out of the air. And then the next number you need is how many hours of my life did I spend in this sales process to get the 28 grand? Phone calls, windshield time, follow-up calls, on-site meetings, all that other bullshit. Okay. You take that top line of what you sold and divide it simply by the hours. And so for our $28,000 week, you know, guys are like, woo, I sold 28 grand this week. If you divide that, let's say you spent the better part of every day of the week out there hustling and grinding and standing in people's living rooms and, you know, following up and chasing people. All right. And maybe you spent, 26 hours of your week in actual sales activities. Then your ESR would be about $1,076. That means for every hour you spend in the sales process, you're bringing into the company about $1,076. Now, the goal is to make that dollar amount go higher, because that will represent, in most cases, that you're actually growing as a salesperson. Okay, we got several people. I'm going to give you guys a link here in a minute, because listen, I'll just, without any hesitation whatsoever, I'll tell you, you should probably be part of our Contractor Sales Academy. All right, we got people in the group, in our community here, that have monstrous ESRs. I'm talking, $3,000, $5,000, $8,000, $10,000. That same $28,000, they might spend an hour and a half in the sales process in the week, and that's a ESR of over $18,000. Guys, we've seen it hundreds of times here. Okay, so just do a quick measure right now. Do a quick measure of the time you spend selling compared to the money that you're selling in a given period of time, and that will give you your effective sales rate. Now listen, if you want to learn how to up that, then head to contractorsalesacademy.com/talk, T-A-L-K, and there's simply a button there that you fill out your name and shit like that, and then you're going to schedule a phone call with one of us. Someone on my team here. We're going to get on the phone and we're going to see if you qualify for the Contractor Sales Academy Bridge Program and if it makes sense for you. Because I'm telling you right now, most contractors are stealing a shit ton of time from their families. They're stealing money from their families. They're stressed more than they need to. They're on other people's sales processes. They're running around like everyone's little bitch, revising bids, staying up late, negotiating against themselves, just to hear back, at the customers, at the prospect's leisure, oh, you're way higher than everybody else. Well, fuck that. That is not how we respect ourselves here in the fight. All right, contractorsalesacademy.com/talk. And we'll catch you guys next time. You rock. I got to roll. See ya.